You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
I farted the other day and you didn't notice.
During sex?
Yeah, I thought to myself, oh.
During sex?
I thought to myself, oh.
Did you seriously?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Was it a loud one or a stinky one?
Oh, I was just shifting.
I was wondering what that smell was.
No, were you really? Because it was. Did you? Were you really? Yeah, were you really? Yeah, that was me. The whole time.
Well, I'm fucking sure shit wasn't me.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
You know what I don't understand is... It's
quantum physics.
Yes, there's a lot of things. Why is it the cool thing not to wear jackets? And like, you know what I mean?
Like as a kid?
Yeah. Like I find when I was a kid, it was never like, I'm not wearing a jacket. That makes me fucking looser. Right?
You,
like
you
today.
You didn't have that?
No. Did you?
Oh my God, yes. Of course I had that.
Really?
Yeah. Are we starting the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Of course I had that.
We never, like, I don't ever remember being like, if I step out of my house in a jacket, people are going to be like, look at that loser.
It wasn't the jacket for me.
It's fucking minus 11. Like, why am I not wearing a jacket?
It wasn't the jacket for me. It was the toque.
That's so lame.
It was the toque. I always wanted to wear either my hair slicked back.
It's cool to get frostbite, man.
Or, yeah, this is a true story. My hair slicked back or a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad used to always say, Ryan, you're going to get frostbite. Ryan, you're going to get frostbite. Ryan, you're going to get frostbite. Well, sure as fucking shit, I got frostbite on my right ear.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever had frostbite on your ears.
You've like legit got frostbite. Like, isn't that when it goes black or you just got really
There's
cold?
Degrees of frostbite. Essentially what happens is the blood that circulates ongoingly through your body and including but not limited to your ears freezes.
Mm, and it falls off.
And then when the blood stops flowing, everything else stops as well, right? And so...
Are you telling me you have a prosthetic ear?
No, I'm not telling you. Well, I'm telling you, had I gone much further, I may in fact have a prosthetic ear. I was sitting at...
What's happening?
Jake, what happened for me was I was sitting at our dinner table. My ear was really sore, but my ear was big as shit. Like Dumbo big ear. It was swollen. And my dad sits to the right. I was always in the same seat. My dad was head of the table this side. My mom was head of the table that side. I sat here, chair. My sister, Michelle, across from
Can
her, my sister, Laura.
Can you chill with your monster hands?
Anyways, so that's how our arrangement was. Every dinner, 6 o'clock, Monday to Friday, that's how we ate. And I knew that my ear was big because it was big. And so the only person that I needed to literally... avoid was my father, who sat to my right because everyone else wouldn't pay.
Was he the one that wanted
pay
to
pay no mind?
Yeah.
And so I was eating like this, right? And nobody said anything. My dad didn't say anything. We went probably 10-15 minutes into dinner, and my dad going for seconds because my dad's Meccano jaw. The man just doesn't stop eating. Yeah, he's got this problem, and it's great. We call him Meccano jaw. Anyways, he said to me, "Hey, Dumbo, can you pass me whatever it was?"
Nice, just so casually,
which is super casually, and I was like, "Shit." yeah, I hurt my ear today with, you know, the cold.
Yeah. So, yeah. I get the hat thing though, because then that affects your style and your hair.
And I was all about my hair.
A jacket is so dumb.
My sister, this is a true story. In grade 7 or 8, she was wearing tree tones.
I don't know what those are.
Tree tones, whatever. There was a shoe. There's a style of shoe, tree torn. Tree torn. Okay. Tree torns. Anyways, there was a style of shoe back in, like, I don't know, 1993 tree torns that all the girls were wearing. And Laura had these shoes, and she did not want to wear winter boots. Winter boots were not cool. Yeah. But her shoes were cool. So instead, she went to school. There's a photo. My mom took a photo on our Polaroid of her with Zayers bags. So, like, grocery bags over her shoes so that her shoes didn't get wet.
Right.
Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You can go to school wearing bags, mm-hmm. but you will never be caught dead wearing boots.
It's so bizarre.
And your tree torns.
I will say, when I was in university, I feel like I had, like, a delayed reaction of that. Like, maybe end of high school, first year university, I would wear jean skirts and my UGG boots
which with the fur.
Were literally the most useless thing in winter in January. Because I was like, oh, it looks cute. And I had a boyfriend who would literally, like, scream at me because he thought I was such a fucking idiot. And, like, I mean, he's right. But, like, the way he was, he just made me feel so dumb. And I was like, I think it's cute. And he was like, you're so stupid.
You know what's,
wow, this got really dark.
You know what's really stupid? And maybe alcohol had a lot to do with this. Now I think about alcohol probably had a lot to do with this.
What?
But I find that when I was 22 to 26, I didn't feel the cold. Mm-hmm. I remember walking downtown London from bar to bar, freezing cold. And the only thing that warm, like, I wasn't cold, but I was cold.
Because
I would go to the food stations that are on the side of the road, right? And I would get street meat to warm myself up as I went to the next bar. But I'm like, as an adult, I would never fucking do that.
No.
Like, there's no chance I would do that.
We walked home from the Nicki. Well, we walked to our hotel from the Nicki Minaj concert. It was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a jacket. And I literally was so miserable the whole time. But I did note, I was like, how times have changed. The tables have turned. Because walking home from the bar in your 20s, it was a vibe too.
Easy
because
work.
Everyone was just like fun and drunk and they were getting food. I've only ever partied in London one time. And it was the worst after bar time I've ever had in my life.
I almost got killed.
What?
I almost got killed in London.
Oh, no, not me. We walked home and could not get a cab. And I was in a silk dress and heels in the middle of January. And there was no cabs. This is so stupid. We ended
London has the worst cabs.
We were so, like, desperate that we literally met random guys. And they were like, just come back to our house. And we were like,
okay.
We're like, honestly, at this point, I would rather this then die, because we were so fucking cold. So we went to their house. They ended
warm
up being,
house with strangers, death.
We ended up obviously lucking out because, like, nothing happened. But, like, we got there. We got there. And right when we stepped in and, like, warmed ourselves, I remember looking at Megs and I was like, this is a really dumb idea. I'm like, let's, like, call a cab. We were there and they'll come in and we're like, we're good. Like, we just, right when we stepped in, we were like, we're real stupid. But it was either that or death. So,
well, you walked in and there was, like,
there was a bunch of guys there.
Room.
No, there was a bunch of guys, though. It was like a frat house. So we were like, we here for the gangbang?
Death or possible death.
You know, I look
death
at.
Death or gangbang.
I look at you and some of the stories that you've shared with me, and I will say that for me as a man, I wasn't so necessarily stupid. Worried as much. Like, if a girl said, hey, come back to my house, I wasn't really afraid of anything happening.
No.
And not to say that I couldn't be afraid of things happening, because there are many serial killers that are females that do that exact thing, but I never felt worried about it or concerned about it. I will say,
here we go,
there were a lot of things that you did in hindsight that were quite stupid.
So stupid. Like, I look back and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like looking at a movie character. You know when you watch a horror movie?
I do, yeah.
And you, like, scream, like, are you serious? Why would you go in there? I think about that about my life. Are you serious, you dumb bitch? Why would you walk? I do.
You dumb bitch.
I really do. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed.
You got
about
a good vibe going today. That was funny.
I'm so embarrassed about some of the things I did.
Bitch.
My voice is low today.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you the story. It's really gross, but I'm going to tell you anyways.
Is it from your past?
No. It's somebody wrote in. So she has, it's about a menstrual cup, but it's super funny. She wrote it really
funny.
Like
a diva cup?
Yeah, like a diva cup.
Oh.
Okay.
Hashtag not sponsored.
No.
Are you trying to read it?
No, I'm trying to look at the red lights to make sure you're not peeking.
What?
We're not peeking.
You're not peeking?
Oh, I thought you meant Ryan's peeking at my phone. Like
that's what I thought you said too. Are you peeking?
Loud.
Oh, sorry, Jake. Sorry about that, guys. Okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
It was the dumb bitch part.
You dumb bitch. Yeah, I peeked a little.
Oh. Okay, let me read this. Okay, so she's like, I have a diva cup story for you. I was on day two. Okay, so really heavy. And I was just starting my shower, minding my own business.
I thought it turned off when you got in the water. Is that an urban legend?
Turned off?
Yeah.
Excuse me, blood?
No, like
if you want to go ahead and turn off.
Is it an urban legend when you like jump in a pool?
First of all, it's not an
anymore?
Urban legend. It's not like.
No, like I thought it turned off.
Urban Dictionary. It doesn't turn off, but if you go submerge, like it definitely just slows a bit. It doesn't actually turn off.
If you go submerge, what does that mean?
If you're submerged in water.
Oh, submerged.
Yeah.
Okay,
can I?
Submerged.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that, but the best part is you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all-natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having Granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
So, next thing I know, I'm in some burged. My blood stopped blooding.
I was starting my shower, minding my own business. My husband literally appears like Sex Houdini, buck naked. And I was like, who am I to turn down a dick right now?
I like this girl.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
We start all great. Things. We start all the things. But wait, I have to take the cup out. What should have been a simple, idiot-proof grab and dump directly down the drain turned into slipping out of my hands, flying through the air, splashing my husband across his face, and falling, splashing blood literally everywhere, including the ceiling. It looked like we slaughtered a 700-pound cow in the shower.
Oh, shit.
Can you imagine? And this is the best part. I'd be like, all right, I think this is probably, we're not going to finish. And you would just be like, let's go.
Fucking Chucky. I got blood all over my face. No, we're good. We're good here. I've thought about this multiple times. Oh, we are really
God.
Good here.
Oh my God. Okay.
You know, I have to hand it to this woman.
So funny.
First of all, well written.
Who am I to turn down some
well written. Well written.
That's
I
why
love,
I loved it. Yeah.
I love a
You
a
are
well,
really loud.
I love a well. How do you know?
Because I can see.
Because I can fucking hear you. I'm sitting directly beside you, you moron. You dumb bitch. Oh, God.
Who are you saying out loud?
I really like it. Well, see, this right is why we need you. Headphones, Brittany.
No.
I can't hear myself.
No, no. I like without the headphones.
I like someone who's well-written, and because you can, you almost go through their story as if you're in their head. Mm-hmm. That's how she wrote mm-hmm. that. I like that. But what I really commend this individual for is day two sex is difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not for some, but for you, like, you are really crampy and really sore.
Well, not everybody has, like,
and I have to rub your back all the time for day two. Like, the idea of even trying or attempting to be sexual on day two.
Literally throw
it's like,
trap
that would be a fight for us.
Yeah, I would throw a trap you.
Death.
Yeah, well, this girl's lucky. Like, I don't have that.
Or maybe she's just horny as fuck.
No, she's just doesn't
Who
have.
Who am I to turn down a dick?
Terrible periods.
That sounds like someone I want to party with. Not like not like.
That sounds like someone I want to fuck.
Yeah,
that's basically
not like that
what you
kind
just
of party
said.
With.
That's
like,
such a weird thing.
Well, can we actually sketch that? Can we? Die? I just want to take that
Sorry.
Away really quickly.
I don't really understand.
No,
what the point of that say?
I didn't want to. Like,
can you hold on? Can you imagine if you tell me a story about a guy who is like wanting to fuck his wife, and he says something like endearing, and I'm
that's
like,
a
yeah,
pussy I can't
that,
refuse.
That's a. Yeah. And I was like, hey, that sounds like a guy that I want to hang out with. You'd be like, what the fuck?
I didn't say hang out with. I said party with.
AKA, what does that mean?
I want to be at a party with them.
Yeah,
they sound like
because
a
they
want to
have
joy.
Because they want to have sex?
No, just because the
it's a weird thing to say, man.
Just because their energy is positive, their energy
right.
is uplifting,
100%.
It's fun, it's light. It seems like someone who would be a pleasure to hang out with.
Emphasis
not
on pleasure.
With. She's married. She's happily married, and so is he. Congratulations to the two of them. I'm not interested in that, Brittany. I'm just letting you know. She sounds like a.
Yeah.
She sounds like someone that you'd be friends
with. Why don't I just get her number for you?
If you have it.
I do. Yeah.
Is it on the DMs?
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So we have some like not serious stuff to talk about, but I'm almost like, I kind of want to just go into these questions first and then we can end with that.
What questions?
Well, the funny stories that I put out. I think we should start with that because we're on a vibe.
You're on a vibe for sure. I'm just loud.
Okay.
You're vibing and I'm just
loud.
Elevated.
Okay. Yeah. So we asked the community to tell us some funny stories about times during sex that like something awkward or funny happened.
Was oh, that where just, that story came from?
No, I was talking about my.
That was just random.
No.
Dear
she,
Brittany.
No.
Thought
she
you'd
was
like to know this.
Responding from my, to my stories yesterday when I was talking about the Diva Cup and how fucking treacherous it is.
No.
So. Anyways,
I hear a lot of people swear by it.
If once you get it,
yeah.
But it's like, I'm sorry, but
well,
like
before you get it,
7 months,
you probably just don't know what it's like.
It's yeah. really hard. I don't, it sucks.
Yeah.
I wish I could just turn it off.
Just go in the water, Brittany. Just go in the water.
Oh my God.
I think that is like, have you
oh,
heard of that,
oh,
Jake,
hold on.
Right? That's an urban legend.
It's not called an urban legend.
What
I
is
feel
it called?
Like it's just like a myth. Like I wouldn't say an urban legend. I almost said a myth. It's not.
Oh, it's a myth.
But it's not an urban yeah. legend. An urban legend is like something that would be like spooky.
Like Ghostbumps? Goosebumps? Ghostbumps? Are you afraid of the dark? Ghostbumps?
Oh my God, I got my Ghostbumps.
That time of year.
Okay, hold on. So we asked people to write in weird things that happened during sex, but we do need to tell this story. We're obviously not going to say who it is because we know them.
What was that? What's happening right now?
So,
which story are you going to tell?
So,
is it us?
No, it's not us. Is it me? This couple was having sex. Okay, they have a dog.
I know exactly where this
so,
is. You got to preface this before because they had a bottle of wine and a gummy.
They're fucking hammered and high.
Yes.
Okay,
so they had a gummy and a bottle of wine.
Yes.
And they were having a wonderful night together.
Wonderful.
Laughing.
You can you just tell it because you, I honestly, please, yeah. I can't right now.
So this story was shared with me. I can't think.
He was like, no, I can't.
So they were having a wonderful evening. They had watched a comedy show on Netflix. They're just really vibing.
Your memory is so stupid.
They're just really vibing, having a great night. Anyways, they then take that energy all the way to the bedroom and they have high, drunk, wonderful sex.
Right.
And as he climaxes, he like lays back and is like in this like euphoric space where he's just like, and then out of nowhere, his dick starts getting licked again and the cum starts getting licked again. Yeah. And keep in mind, he's not in a place where his eyes are open. He's in a euphoric place. And so maybe they're a little kinky. Maybe they're into these things. I don't know. But
he's like, oh, round
he's
two.
He's just like, oh, okay. And so. He's like, I'm going to enjoy this. And then out of nowhere, he hears his partner say, insert dog name, stop licking his dick. To which he looks up and sees his big dog sitting there just licking away.
Hold on. This is my favorite part because I feel like there would be a significant difference between a human tongue and a massive dog tongue. Like, was he just like, oh, wow.
That he was high and drunk and in a euphoric space.
Yeah. That's why he couldn't tell the difference.
Thinking in his head. But like, my whole thing about this was
it's so funny.
Did you actually think she was like, slurping up your cum?
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, oh my God. I can picture this because we've had situations not like this at all. We've had situations where it's just uncomfortable timing. But if you are in the dark and you're not really paying attention, your mind can wander into a million different directions. At no point in time did he think his dog wandered into his room, propped himself on the corner of his bed and just started going munching away.
Munching?
Yeah, munching away.
Oh my God.
Okay. Jake's got a little story like that too.
You could tell it.
I can't tell it. It's not my story. Well, either was that, but I told her. You could tell that story.
Well, I don't. Okay. No, I don't know. I don't know if we should tell that because we literally, well, I know you're fine.
Remove dog, insert cat. That's kind of like the same thing.
No licking.
But no licking.
And just like mimicking the same position, right? Yeah. Like just think of downward cat. Think of downward dog, by the way. But it was a cat. Yeah. And like the cat coming in while doggy style was happening and just wanting to also get some.
Like positioning yourself.
You want some of this, bitch.
You don't forget that image.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, you got two pussies in here.
Probably heard beyond words.
Yeah. Well, Jake's sitting there. I've never had two pussies in the same room at the same time.
I love it. Okay.
Somebody just wrote. Milo? What's your cat's name?
Shiloh?
Shiloh? Yeah. Shiloh?
This one is so simple.
Oh, can I ask you this question really quickly? Because you said you went to Mickey Minaj.
Who?
Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Mickey
Minaj. Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, tell me.
No, I was going to ask you when, because I realized when I was going to ask you this earlier that I was old. But when you were at the concert, was there any part of you that wanted to be like, I did it all for the Nicki?
No.
So you could take that? No?
No. Maybe if her name was Nicki Minaj.
But it's so close.
No, it's not.
You never, like, that's Nicki not, a, and like, nobody in the crowd did that?
No, not a single person.
Not one person?
I made a TikTok about what I should wear, right? And someone wrote, give you tickets to a teenager.
That is so awesome. I love the internet. People are so funny.
Got it. I know.
What should I wear? This, and this. But you just give your ticket to someone
else.
Why
are you even going?
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, this is like a small one and weird things during sex. This is so small. It's just like, you already shared this on your podcast, but I queefed in my partner's face during an workout.
Yeah. It's
that would ruin your orgasm so bad.
Because
you would just be like,
So from a guy's perspective, because like I literally put myself into that like situation.
How could you not laugh?
Well, I don't know if you would laugh because I know in my head I'd be laughing. I'm laughing right now. I wasn't even in it. you would be so sensitive to the fact that you know that's devastating for her.
100%.
But my thought is like, at what point in time do you just keep licking? Like, do you just like pause and be like, should I keep doing this? What's
someone what's wrote? I farted in an ex's face while he was going down on me. Not a queef. It stunk so bad.
Oh,
that is so much worse. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd be like, I'm sorry, we're done.
I farted the other day and you didn't notice.
Sorry, during sex.
Yeah, I thought to myself. Oh.
During sex.
I thought to myself. Oh.
Did you seriously?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Was it a loud one or a stinky one?
Oh, I was just shifting.
I was wondering what that smell was.
No, were you really? Because it was. Did you? Were you really? Because yeah, were you really? Yeah, that was me. The whole time.
Well, I'm fucking sure shit wasn't me.
It's like being in an elevator. Two people.
Who did that? Oh my God. Was it a loud one?
No, it wasn't loud at all. That's why I was like, I was hoping you didn't notice because there was no noise involved. I shifted my hip a little bit to get it on a different angle and it was like, and I was like, oh, pretty sure. But I didn't smell it. And I usually smell my own brand first.
Right. No.
So I was like, okay. No. Did you seriously?
A little.
Really?
But I wasn't sure if it was just like
just my normal butt smell. I think I'm smelling Ryan's butt. Well, you were.
Someone wrote.
But did you not think for a second that it didn't smell prior? Or did it always smell?
I was just really in my feels about it. I was just
about the smell or just in the feels about what was going on?
What was going on?
Okay.
Yeah. This was like most recently, right?
Yeah.
That
was definitely.
That was funny.
That was a lunchbox letdown for you.
Yeah. Well, no, it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it kind of did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, well, I was there. This is the worst. I'm telling you right now. So
How do you know I'm being so loud? I'm right beside you.
Can we have this conversation? Because I know that I'm not alone in this. I'm a big fan of you climaxing at the tail end of our sessions. I'm a big fan of it.
What do you mean? Like afterwards?
I don't like ending sex without you climaxing.
Right. We've talked about this before and this is TMI, but I cannot have my special.
You're a one trick pony.
But hold on. During No. During sex, like unless there's like a vibrator or oral stimulation, I can't do it inside.
Well, you have. So, it's like, just very rare.
No, I have not.
Oh, you lied then, eh?
No.
No, that's one of our questions. And you said, no, you've never faked an orgasm with me.
No, I have not. No, I have not. Not without external
stimulation.
Yes.
Anyways.
That's
not what I'm talking about. What I was talking about was... Yes, that's also true. But what I'm talking about is I like you finishing.
Yes,
completing.
It's almost like you feel guilty, like, well, I got my release, and then because you always finish me.
Yes.
Finish her.
Anyways, so last time
Scorpion.
I was just like
Sub-Zero.
I was really tired and I was like, don't worry about it. Like that was really lovely. You finish and I think I'm just gonna go to bed because I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, I'm good. Like I'm good to go to sleep.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks?
What? You're not into it? It's not not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
And you're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And then you're like, well, like, why don't you play with this? And you gave me a vibrator, a toy. And then I was like, you're like, can I watch? And I was like, so whatever. I was like, okay, like, let's make this intimate. Mm-hmm. And so, like, literally 3 seconds in, the vibrator died. And I was like, for fuck's sakes. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, it's fine. So then you go over to the other
top drawer.
And you're like, it's all right. I got this one. We have like a plethora of stuff too. So you bring me another one. And I was like, okay, fine.
This is a new one. You have never tried this one before.
And I hated it.
Hated it.
It was plastic and it hurt.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never had like one of those things
before. I didn't
before.
Like it. And so then I was like, I literally threw a tantrum. I was like,
She did.
I was like, I'm done with
this. This sucks. This is a lunchbox letdown. And here I am just sitting there naked. Like, yeah, I'm sorry this is happening to you.
No, I'm just
like, what do you want me to do now? Now I felt like
I was like, this has nothing to do with you. I don't need to finish. Like, that was something you carried.
Imagine the roles were reversed.
Yeah.
And here I am huffing and puffing. Oh, dude. Smoke myself again in the face. Bad timing. Here I am huffing and puffing because you were. You were huffing and puffing.
I was like, are you serious? I was like, it's fine.
You were huffing and puffing. This sucks. I don't like this.
I literally never said either of those
things. Anyways, I went and got you another one and whatever. You're like, oh, the mood's over. The mood's over. And now I'm sitting here. Like, I went from a euphoric position to like, let's have another one of those euphoric things for you to like, oh, how do I fix this problem? Oh, how do I fix this problem? Oh, she's really not happy about this.
No, I told you.
I just sat there like, stop. I don't know what to do here. I left. I went and slept in the spare room.
I said to you,
I didn't know what to
I'm
do.
Good.
How do we end this?
You kept trying to solve it. I said, I don't need this. You kept being like, I got another one. I was like, I don't need this. Like, I'm good. It was you just being like, it was like a magician. You just kept like pulling more shit out of the hats.
And then what did you tell me at the end of it? What did you tell me at the end of the morning? I asked and you said, when you left, I grabbed another one and then I
grabbed the one that you left me and you're like, I'll just leave this here. And I was like, fine. So then I tried to turn it on. I couldn't fucking turn it on. And I was like, I'm dead. I didn't come knocking on your door and being like, this one doesn't work either.
I'll be waiting for you. But this is my point. This is my point. The idea that I left it on the side table. I thought, you know, if you feel like you're in the mood at any point in time this evening, by all means.
Yes, I get it.
And then as soon as I close the door, you're like, I'm still in the mood. Like, that doesn't...
No, that's not what happened.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, obviously. I'm not freaking Superman. I can't see the door through the door.
I didn't want to make you feel bad. So I was like, I'm pretty much done. If I can turn this on, maybe I'll figure it out. I'm not going to be like, I told you so many times that I don't need to finish.
In normal situations, I would have just gone down and done the dirty, right? But you weren't feeling very good and you didn't want one of those situations to occur where you farted in my face. You weren't feeling good. My stomach's upset. I don't want you doing that.
Okay.
Anyways,
some of the other ones are funny. There's a lot of cats.
A
lot of cats. Someone was like, a cat came in and started chewing on my hair.
You know when cats do this?
How?
Into your hair. Could you imagine your...
Yeah, that imagine? Would actually feel that so good.
So good. It'd be weird. It's like, I guess not weird, but I guess it would be weird. It would be weird for me. I don't like cats. I'm allergic to cats. So.
My breast milk shot out like a bat from hell all over him in the room, like a power washer. That happened to us with Cooper.
That happened with us with Riley. First time we had sex after the Blue Jay game in Toronto.
No, that was Cooper.
That was Riley.
No, that was Cooper.
That was definitely Riley because you were pumping your breast milk in the... That was definitely Riley. I can tell you exactly where we were and when it was. No, it was Riley.
You're right,
it was the very first time we had sex post-pregnancy. Post-pregnancy, very first time we had sex. And I squeezed your bosom and got shot directly in my eye.
Yeah.
Like Super Soaker 3000.
Okay.
Double pump action.
It was really, it was a lot. It was so painful. I had to buy a hand pump.
Yeah, it was painful. I forgot my eye.
Oh, for me, you dick.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My boobs were like hard as a rock. I had to go
express. They were glorious.
I had to hand express in the bathroom of the real sports bra into the toilet.
Sports bra? No, I had to hand express
in the Panda
You hand expressed at the Sky Dome.
No.
In the washroom.
And the real sports bar.
Yeah. You missed a whole inning.
Literally just pumping out milk. I was like, it was so depressing too because it was like liquid gold.
Yeah, it was.
Because I couldn't use it. I was hammered.
Yeah, gold, Jerry, gold.
But anyway, okay. Do you want to tell a couple, or do you want to move on to our?
So these were awkward things that happened in bed, and this is a good buddy of mine. I won't use his name, but I'm gonna shout it out because he stated it. So his comment was weird. ... I came second. That was the weird thing.
Okay.
Extra weird. ... I actually got some. it was his joke. So I'm what? Just laying there. It's confused. Weird that he came second because he usually comes first.
Right.
And then it's even weirder that he got laid.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
And that's the funny part. That's the funny part. That's sad. I saw this one. Lit candles to set the mood. Accidentally knocked them over and set the pillow on fire.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
That would have been such a funny memory.
You
got to
be so careful when you're setting the mood. I would just go with Amazon ambient lighting and like an Alexa or a Google for the mood. I wouldn't use real candles, but we do use candles sometimes.
Yeah. We anyways. Do all the time.
But they're not in like a candle. They're not in a candle. They're in like one of those like glass things. It is a candle, but it's not like a stick candle.
We're not using a candlestick. It's not 1890.
Yeah, that's the term.
All right, light the candelabra. It's time to go.
Light the stick candle.
Someone wrote, and these always make me laugh. Anytime we have like a question box. Because like you said before, sometimes the writing of something makes it so much more funny. Mm. And like other times, it's like, I'm like, these are funny. People are just like, and what something was so crazy is that he drooled on me. I'm like, oh.
Okay. What?
Like, it's so dramatic for them. But like reading it, it's like one time he drooled on me. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not bad. But also it would be kind of weird if you're just laying there and it was just like.
One time. Oh, this is a bad segue.
Oh.
One time when I was a kid, I had one of my very first sleepovers at my cousin's house.
Oh, what the fuck?
And him and I were wrestling. Oh, okay. And my mom and dad, we lived in Barrie, and they lived in, like, I think Mississauga or Etobicoke or something like that. Either way, it was about an hour plus drive. And I said, can I sleep over? Can I sleep over? And my parents were like, are you sure you want to sleep over, Ryan? Because if we leave, we're not coming back. And I'm like, yeah, I want to sleep over. And so... my parents leave, we say goodbye, they're gone for maybe 20 minutes. Me and my cousin are wrestling, and he's got me on top, and he just this massive fucking goober comes out of his mouth right onto my face.
Adam?
Yeah. And I'm like, call my mom and dad, I want to go home.
Stop.
Yeah. And
how old were you?
I would have been maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like 14.
14, yeah, 14. No,
shut up. You want to go home because you got goobered?
Yeah, I wanted to go home. And so we had to wait until my parents got home to Barrie. And then when they got home.
Because they didn't have cell phones.
They didn't have cell phones. My aunt called and said, you're going to have to come back. Ryan does not want to stay here anymore. I was like, I got spit on. Yeah, look at this. Can someone wipe this off? My parents finally come. Did no one not wipe this off?
Still on your face?
No. Oh. No, no. Okay. Anyways, can we quickly talk about this thing with Riley?
Yes, yes.
This is a dilemma that we're having right now. So Riley, super proud of her. By the way, today as we record this, is her 10th birthday.
What the hell?
We have a 10-year-old. So much life has happened in such a little time.
Last night, right before going to bed, you were like, and I didn't really think about this, you were like, literally 10 years ago today, your mom and dad, because we're talking to Riley, sat in bed staring at the ceiling being like, holy fuck, like tomorrow... we're going to be parents. We're no longer going to be known as Brittany Langver, Ryan Ostafy. We're going to be like mom and dad. Like, it was so bizarre to think about her making us parents. Yeah, like,
I remember
years
sitting
ago,
there just be like,
so much time has passed in such a small amount of time.
This is the last time I'm ever going to be Ryan.
It's so weird.
That's what I said to you. And you're like, I know. I'm so weird. For the rest of our lives, we're going to be mom and dad. It's crazy. It's amazing. 10 years.
Oh my God, 10 years old.
Well, anyways.
Why do we have a 10-year-old?
I don't know.
Well, I'm way too young to have a 10-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Anyways, so Riley recently, she's in cheerleading, and her team has been together for about seven months? And they practice 2 to 3 times a week, super, super dedicated. This has been the most incredible sports season I have ever witnessed. As a former athlete, I've never witnessed an undefeated season. And I mean not just undefeated, I mean undefeated. Undefeated.
Literally won everything.
Every competition they entered, they won the competition. And in cheerleading, there's this thing that says, okay, so you are in your areas, you win your competition, and then the judges pick their favorite routine for all of it, which is called judge's choice. Now, you may get judge's choice once or whatever. They got it on every single competition.
It's wild.
Golden buzzards, judge's choices, buzzer. There's buzzards. I hit the buzzards. Anyways, what an incredible season. So we enter into the Nationals and she wins the national competition, which is a national champion. I've never been a national champion. I got robbed of it. I never won the national championship. So we're so proud of her.
So proud.
And she gets this national championship hoodie, which is a really nice hoodie.
And then
a jacket for finals. So after Nationals is another competition, which I didn't know this because you would think Nationals would be the biggest. Yeah. It's not. What's called Finals is the biggest. And they won Finals.
And they get this coveted jacket that everybody knows.
Like the green jacket at the Masters. Yes. Everyone wants this jacket and cheer. I never knew the jacket existed. So it meant nothing to me in the originally. But now I understand the magnitude of it. And so we're so proud of Riley. And the next day is school. It's Monday. And I get her jacket ready. I get her sweater ready. And I made a very big mistake. Mm.
To your defense,
yes,
it was not you. No. She was already in that space. And somebody had said to her last year, and you just kind of added a little bit of fuel to that flame.
Yeah. I said to her, I said, now, Riley, we are so proud of you and you should be so proud of yourself. You've been dedicated. You've been motivated. You've been driven. You've done everything that you needed to do to make this thing happen. You showed up when you were sick. You showed up when you were hurt. Be proud. I said, now when you go to school with this jacket on and you go to school with this sweater on, not everyone is going to be super keen on the idea that you're a national champion.
Not everyone's
going
to show support.
And you may encounter people who are resistant to this. Just know that you have every right to be wearing this sweater. You should be proud of what you've accomplished. We're proud of what you accomplished. So she's like, okay.
Then she got in her own head about it because the year prior she wore her gold medal with her friend. They were on the same team. And
silver.
I guess some boys were like, oh, you're bragging, and made fun of her. So she's carried that. And this year, walking to school with her, she was like literally so anxious. Like when we walk up to where I take her, she stopped so early and she was panicking. She was like, I don't want to wear this jacket. I want to take it off. And we were like, no. I was like, no, sweetheart. And she was like, Mom, like, seriously, don't make me do this. And it was hard because I didn't want to like negate her feelings of anxiety, and I don't want to force her to do something that she's not comfortable with. And I was like, fuck those kids. Like, you think that these boys who were making fun of her last year, who both play hockey, you think if they won national championship hockey, they wouldn't come gloating in school? And they fucking deserve to gloat.
Absolutely.
They won the championships. So fuck them. Arrive at school with your jacket. And if anybody tells
own it.
Oh, you're bragging. Fucking right I am. And bragging isn't being proud. I'm proud that I won the championship. It's not the same thing. Bragging about something has a negative connotation about it. Being proud of something is different.
Yeah.
And also, I think she deserves to brag. Like, that is so much work. Hey, if you want to go to school and be like, listen, I won all of these things, you have that moment. And then, like, Riley's not a braggadocious person. She's very timid. She doesn't like the spotlight, believe it or not. She's very uncomfortable.
She's, like, not even humble. She's below humble.
She, like,
don't talk about it.
Yeah. She almost, like, invalidates herself.
Yeah, all the time. It's annoying.
It's really annoying.
Very. Jinx, show me a beer. Yeah, so she said to her, I'm taking this off. And she did. She took it off at school. She didn't want to wear it. And on the way home,
home
from cheer, because they had the one last cheer practice, I kept referring to her as champ. Hey, champ. Hey, champ. Hey, champ. And she said, Dad, can you stop calling me that? And I said, why?
At school, you forgot. That was a key part.
Yeah. Well, no, we were saying it on the way home. Anyway, she said, can you stop calling me that?
That's cool.
I said, why? She's like, that's bragging and it's very disrespectful for everybody else. I said, what do you mean it's disrespectful? And she walked through this, and I was so emotional about this, because how do you be so, like, how can I be proud of my daughter for her accomplishments and want to let her know that I'm proud of her, but then be like suppressed down into like that you can't be that proud and that loud about it. Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking, and then there's another part of me, and I'm going to be honest. There's another part of me is like, fuck you. I was there for 7 months too. I was at every practice. We took you everywhere. We went to every competition.
We invested in this
financially, but emotionally.
Now we can't be proud? The fuck we can't.
I was in tears when you won. Like, that's how emotionally invested I was in this. My friend flew from Australia to come watch you. That's not true, but it's true.
He was here.
He was here.
He was like, I'll come.
Flew from Australia to watch you. We're all so proud of you. Nana, granddad, Bubba, Grandma, we're all so proud of you. We've been part of this for 7 months. Don't take that from us.
Yeah. And I think at the end of it, she did understand. Like, she's been processing this for a while because we've had other conversations with her and we did break it down and unpack it in the way that you're explaining it. But at first, we were reactive with emotions because we were like frustrated because you're right. She was dimming down her own shine. She was definitely suppressing our feelings of being proud. And it was an interesting conversation as a parent. Like it was one of the first times we were like, what? And we're still navigating how to do this.
If you guys have been through this and you have a child that suppresses your joy for them, please let us know. I don't mean like suppresses your joy in general. I know that kids can suck the energy out of you.
I'm laughing.
What?
Have you ever drank your coffee cup and then noticed that you see your own reflection? You see your own reflection.
Oh, hey there.
It's so weird. I just got a little scared. I was like, there's someone in my cup.
Oh my God. Oh, anyways, that's good. But anyways, I will say this. Today is her birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. And I said to Riley
before she was going to school, I'm like, you know, Riley, today's your day. She said, yeah. I'm like, you should wear that sweater today. And guess what she put on? That sweater.
Yeah. She took it off though.
No, she can't. She didn't take it off. I know, because as I was walking her to school today, she's like, oh no.
I didn't wear anything.
I'm like, what? She's like, I didn't put anything underneath this.
Yeah. You're like, I cut it off.
I'm like, yeah. Good. Good luck taking it off now, bitch.
That's a wrap.
You dumb bitch. Is that what you said? Was that the throwback? You dumb bitch. Yeah. You gonna wear that sweater, you dumb bitch.
Have a good Tuesday.
Anyways, happy Tuesday.
Okay, go ahead. Say the last word. Bye. Because I say from my soul.